Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. This morning, the sixth Sunday after Easter, we're reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. In this morning's reading, the Apostle Paul has had a vision from God. A man from Macedonia is calling Paul to come over to Macedonia and help them. Paul consults with his companions and in due course sets off, only to encounter someone completely unexpected. In this day and age, we're not so accustomed to receiving visions from God, and if we do, we tend to keep them to ourselves. Those speaking their visions are often dismissed at best. At worst, they can be told they're delusional and in need of mental health care. Rarely do we hear of personal visions from God that are taken seriously. But in Paul's day and place, this was a common occurrence. In the here and now, often we like to think we can discern God's vision for us using logic and reason. And I'm sure when Paul set off for Macedonia, he thought he understood God's vision. As we see in this reading, God had something different in mind. God was acting to transform Paul's life, as God acts to transform our lives as well. Sometimes God has an uphill chore ahead, when we're already convinced of what we think God's vision for us might be. In this case, Paul's vision takes him not to a man from Macedonia, but to a woman named Lydia. Lydia, Paul's first European convert. We're not really told a lot about Lydia, but the things we do know speak volumes. We're told that she is a seller of purple fabric, and that she is a worshiper of God. These two details let us know that she's an independent businesswoman, an unusual circumstance. She's beholden to no man. No father, husband, brother, or son control her life. The author of the book of Acts, whom many understand to be the evangelist Luke, regularly emphasizes the role of women in telling the gospel story. Lydia, this financially independent businesswoman, exemplifies what it means to be a faithful follower. Even before she heard the gospel story, she's somewhat of an icon. Contemplative Mary and active Martha rolled into one. As a worshiper of God, she's made her way down to the river to join a group of women faith travelers. We don't know if this is a place she's been before or just a random encounter. Here she meets Paul. In another example of the author's emphasis on faithful women, we see a culturally incongruous conversation. A man having a deep and serious conversation with a previously unknown woman. We are told that the Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly, and as a result, she and her household were baptized right away. And the story continues. Having been baptized into the way, she is now one to offer hospitality to the others. If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, she says, come and stay at my house. There are some lovely details to note in this story of God's movement and the heart's opening. We should note that to travel to Macedonia involves a real leap of faith. This is well outside the comfortable boundaries the followers knew. It is what we might call a mission frontier. And yet, when the travelers arrive in Philippi, described as a major city, and Paul looks around for a likely gathering, where does he go? He finds the most willing audience outside the gates. Not in the big synagogues, not in the mega temples of the day, but down by the river. There, on that Sabbath day, they find a group of women gathered in prayer. How does this speak to us today as we go about our own ministries? What does this say about how we find people to minister with? We can note that the author of this passage talks about we and us. There's a sense of community within the missionary group. A reminder of the basic power of relationships in ministry and in communities of faith. We're reminded that each one of us adds to the ministry of our churches with our own gifts of the Spirit. With each travel stop that Paul and his companions make and each convert gained, the church was becoming more culturally and geographically diverse, a new range of people and ideas, a new way of living out the ministry and mission of Christ, become woven into the tapestry of the early church. How about the we and the us of our faith communities today? Where are we looking outside the walls of our buildings for those whose hearts are open and waiting to hear the word? In our visions, do we hear calls to come over? Are we open to close encounters that are Spirit-led? When God calls, may our own hearts be open to go where we are led and to put aside our own preconceived ideas about what it is God wants for us. The Spirit moves and guides, and as followers of Christ, we can encounter grace when we follow. Thanks be to God. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.